About. It's our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Denise Lee.
Hello, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Actually, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We are 6 minutes into the afternoon. I'm ready for it.
We are.
Ready for my end of my Friday. What about you?
I'm ready for a Friday. It's here. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But let's just see what happens in the next few minutes, hey, Laura?
Next few minutes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be good.
Okay, I have faith. I have faith in the two of us here. So we'll jump into it. I'm going to jump onto the Dairy Industry Restructuring Act. So can you tell me a bit about why National is opposing this?
So like most bills, there's always some good stuff in there, and then there's some stuff that we really think isn't hitting the right mark.
Mm.
And so if you think that there's content there that could be so much better, then of course we need to signal our opposition in an attempt to get it, to get the bill reworked. And funnily enough, Damien O'Connor, the minister proposing this bill, has already himself signalled that he thinks there'll be changes in select committee coming up. So I think it'd be fair to say, based on some pushback from farmers as well, that there will be some changes to this bill. And we think that what we want to suggest will have a better balance.
Mm. I'm curious, what are the positives of the bill and what are the negatives in your eyes?
Yeah, so the positives are such as changes to Goodman Fielder's supply terms, so the way that they can supply to Fonterra, we think that makes the domestic market more competitive, and that's the lens for which we're looking at the whole thing, Laura, is we just want to make sure that the market's competitive, that we're getting good prices, as well as farmers doing well, as well as Fonterra needing to be successful. I mean, it's our largest company, so it absolutely needs to be successful. What we're not so, supportive of and really want to relook at this in select committee is the terms of open entry and exit provisions. So this is where, you can opt in with Fonterra and opt out again. And so we're not sure that it's going to be good for Fonterra, the way that people can say, for instance, as an example, you can opt out of supplying to Fonterra and then opt back in even a short time later, and Fonterra has to take you back at the original terms of which you started the first time. So that's going to put Fonterra in potentially a bind for having to take someone back on the original terms even after they left.
I'm curious, do you think the dairy industry as it currently stands needs to go through a shift and a change, because legislation around it hasn't really shifted or changed since 2001?
Yeah. No, look, we definitely need to relook at how to make sure Fonterra is strong. It's our largest business. We know there are smaller independent processes, and we need to look after them too. But, the government was talking about smashing apart Fonterra about a year ago. And what we're seeing with this is they've really dialed back that rhetoric.
Mm.
And so we're supportive of, some of fostering more competitive pressure. But you've got to get the balance right here. We know that Fonterra needs some more flexibility in some of its operations, and we know that they've struggled of late, so where we can help them we should, but if we get this balance wrong, this is a very big industry for us in our country.
I'm going to shift on to the Extended Trading Hours Amendment Bill. So I'm just curious, what do you think about the Greens' criticism of this amendment?
I don't get it. I really don't. You know, so this is extended training hours for being able to watch Rugby World Cup in a licensed premise and have a beer, right? So they can stay open an hour before, an hour after the game and serve alcohol for that period of time. So it's, you know, sort of like a... what is it, a boutique response to Rugby World Cup that happens every 4 years. Marama Davidson didn't remember that Rugby World Cup is every 4 years. Jan Logie thinks that the whole thing is army mad. But come on, from a public health perspective, in a controlled environment, in a licensed premise, where that premise can stop serving alcohol if you're displaying bad behaviour. They can call the police in if they need to. It's a controlled environment, and this is the Rugby World Cup, and we're a rugby mad nation. Mm. It makes no sense to say that you don't support a one-off sort of, you know, boutique arrangement.
Hmm. I might ask you, because I do a poll every single show and our question this week, I'm curious what your response would be to it. The question for this week is, do you think it's dangerous the way New Zealanders link sport with drinking? What do you think?
Well, I'd say that there's dangers of drinking no matter what context it is, whether it's linked to sport, whether it's linked to a full-on 21st, whether it's linked to, you know, a wedding where people go, yeah, I'm going to that wedding, free booze and food. There's just dangers everywhere. And I completely accept that we have had a culture of binge drinking, that it can be a dangerous substance. And that we need to continuously do better at education and the, you know, the benefits of moderation. So, you know, is the whole issue with sport? No. We've got other, many other contexts in which alcohol can go wrong.
Mm. But you have to admit, a wedding or a 21st is not happening on the same frequency as a sport event.
Well, no, it's not, but these are just some of the examples, Laura, of where, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what's more frequent than a sport event is going out with your friends. Mm. You know, just for me, the context isn't the issue or the industry behind something. It's our own perception around what is too much, what is moderation, what is... acceptable, and quite frankly, how to look after our own health. It's a multi-layered, complex issue, and I wouldn't agree that sport's the problem.
Mm. I guess I'm kind of curious with it, this whole conversation, because in Parliament, these conversations come up, and the commentary against the Green Party at the minute seems to trivialise this conversation around binge drinking.
Well, look, I wouldn't trivialise that discussion at all, and I don't think anyone's trying to do that. But I just think the Green Party should step back and say, do they really want to have this discussion based around an event that's once every 4 years? They should acknowledge how it's just the way we are. We love rugby, and there's nothing wrong with that. And to say, hey, in a controlled environment, and like I said before, from a public health perspective, it's better that we have a licensed premise that has a lot of regulations around it as to how they responsibly look after customers. It's better to have that than, you know, sort of... some other environment where we know that people are going to watch rugby. That is, you know, sorry Green Party, but that's definitely going to happen. And people, you know, are making decisions, but we want to try and keep them safe.
I'm going to shift on to our last subject of the day. So, yes, this is probably the rough one for the day, but 150K donation to the National Party from Inner Mongolian Rider Horse Industry in New Zealand. So this is something that happened back in 2016, and it's kind of resurfaced. What do you have to say about the criticism at the moment?
Look, it's really straightforward, Laura. It's been, as you said, it's been disguised publicly. It's been public, this donation, for years now. It was a legitimate donation from a New Zealand company. So if someone wants to then unpack that and ask for it to be re-looked at, they may have a difficult time, because it's just simply, that is the law. It was a legal, legitimate donation. But if we want to broaden it into the discussion around foreign donations, there's a select committee right now that's putting together a report into the last general election, you know, and of course this donation would be captured by that.
Yep.
They're looking at what works, what doesn't, what we should do, and we're completely open to that discussion. They're likely to propose changes, and we're open to hearing what they are.
Mm.
So bring on the discussion. We're not shutting it down at all.
Good. Yeah. Love that. Now, Jacinda's commentary about this entire situation in regards to the law, just a direct quote from her: "We have a law in place that's meant to prevent that, yet we have an example here of where something lawful might have happened, but it's outside the spirit of what we're trying to achieve." Do you think that's fair?
Well, in my opinion, the law doesn't have a spirit. It has legalities. It's black and white. The donation was legal. End of story.
But you do have to acknowledge that the intention there is to make it so foreign donation isn't happening. Yet you do have someone who has a New Zealand company but is foreign still able to donate. Don't you see that there could be problems there?
So, I mean, when you've got, how far do you unpack, and if the Labor Party wanted us, you know, they'd say we have to unravel. It is a legitimate donation from a New Zealand company,
mm-hmm.
a New Zealand company that had to go through the regulations to become a New Zealand company.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves now two layers of legalities for what it was. And like I said, you know, the law doesn't have a spirit, Laura. It's just the law. And if they think that it's not being interpreted or grey, then they should raise that and take it to the right authorities. But it's legal, and that's that.
Mm. A comment from Julianne Gender, I believe it was that no one knew what the National received in exchange for that donation. And I suppose the thing to ask there point blank is the National Party, or has the National Party ever received a donation in exchange for certain legislative influence or anything like that?
The answer would be no. You know, and look, I would say anyone who wants to ask that question is more than welcome to contact our party.
Mm-hmm.
And pose that question. Personally, I don't know of every single donation
yep.
that's come to the National Party. It's not my role.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to say that we would is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's an implication by other parties that that has happened?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, are they implying that we do that? Well, of course that's politics.
Yes, of course,
you know, it is. The same way that it was political that Jacinda said, mentioned the word spirit. I mean, she knows precisely well as they would have received donations that you follow the law. We did it. It's been public for years now that it's surfacing back up via Jamie Lee Ross. Of course, it's political.
Mm. Do you think this commentary has damaged public trust in the National Party?
No, because I think you can see it for what it is. It's come from Jamie Lee Ross, the Prime Minister's piggybacking off the opportunity. She knows she can't accuse us of any wrongdoing because we haven't, and she's using an ethereal term like spirit. So that just sounds like politics 101 to me.
Mm. And I'll just shift on to my last question, which I love so much.
Uh-huh.
It's well, it's a bit cheeky, but I'm curious, have you ever
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. But have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really? When? I'm curious.
So I would have been, I think I was about 12 or 13.
12?
And, you know, being born and raised in Pyrawa, and you've got to make your own fun somehow. And I remember with my friends up the road, there's probably about 3 or 4 of us, and someone had a dad who was a smoker, and so they stole, which is unbelievably stupid, a whole pack of his cigarettes. I mean, why would you take the whole pack away? And I remember trying smoke for the first time out the back of my garden. So another naive move where you have all your friends congregating around a stolen pack of cigarettes in your own garden. And there was just really not a lot to say about the experience. It was pretty average.
Pretty average. Did not get hooked at 12 on cigarettes. That's good to hear.
No, did not.
Good stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to speaking with you next week, Denise.
Okay, you too, Laura. Take care.
You too. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
The National Party's Denise Lee on 95 BFM.